DW.
Some scientists say it's likely that it did. What we do know very clearly is that patients with more underlying health conditions were more likely to die from COVID-19. What we also know is that if you breathe in dirty air, if you live in a very polluted city or part of the country, then you're much more at risk of having these diseases. And we also know from similar outbreaks, like the previous SARS outbreak, there was one study from 2003 that found that patients who lived in moderately polluted areas were 84% more likely to die from SARS than people in lightly polluted areas. And if you lived in a heavily polluted area, then you were twice as likely to die. So we know from previous coronavirus outbreaks that, yes, there is an observable correlation between air pollution and your chances of dying. And we know from this coronavirus outbreak that there's a higher chance of death if you already suffer from an underlying health condition.
I was wondering about other cities that are already dealing with serious air pollution, like Delhi in India, for example. Are similar effects expected there?
They could be. So if you've got cities where there's been for a long time high levels of air pollution, then you know that there's a greater risk of having a higher percentage of the population who do suffer from these chronic illnesses. But that also should be balanced out with the fact that a city like Delhi has quite a young population. If you compare that to northern Italy, where you had a twin problem, really, of both high levels of air pollution and also a very old population. So it could be that cities perhaps in the global south, where there are high levels of air pollution, but younger populations might be more at risk from one factor, but less at risk from another.
So what are we seeing here in Europe and around the world when it comes to air pollution?
Air pollution has dropped as governments have imposed restrictions on their citizens and told people to stay at home, as they've closed factories and taken cars and vehicles off the road. That's a very clear decrease in air pollution, and you can even see it from space. So between the European Space Agency and NASA in the United States, the broad ballpark figure is between, say, 10 and 30% of the drop in air pollution can actually be attributed to the lockdowns.
So now that daily life and heavy industry in particular have ground to a halt in many places, will the reduction in deaths from air pollution itself be greater than the number of people dying from COVID-19?
It's super tricky to predict. The key point here, I guess, is that actions being taken now to reduce the lethality of COVID-19, to stop the spread, are at the same time reducing air pollution. I also asked Maria Neira from the WHO about this. I mean, should countries be more worried if air pollution is really bad? And this is what she told me.
Countries with high levels of air pollution should do their best to reduce those levels of air pollution because they're causing a major damage to their population's health, causing more than 7 million premature deaths every year. And therefore, whether there is a link with the current spread of the coronavirus or not, there is a very strong and clear policy recommendation that we can make.
But the real question, I guess, is how will this proceed in the long term? Will we be able to maintain the drop in air pollution while still restarting the economy?
Right. So with that policy recommendation from the WHO, are there any expected changes to come out of this at the country level? Or will industry in China and elsewhere just ramp back up to make up for this lost time?
We know from the global financial crisis just over a decade ago that after the economy picked up, there was huge push from government to increase production, increase spending, and to increase industry and kind of make up for that lost time. And we saw from a climate perspective that that meant that carbon dioxide emissions ramped up. So overall, it wasn't like a slowdown in the economy actually helped the climate. A similar thing could be expected with this, but it's also worth adding that I think a lot of people are really noticing clearer skies, being able to breathe the outdoor air in the little time that we are allowed outside. So there's kind of these two competing ideas going on here. Yes, there is going to be a huge push to kind of restart economies once this pandemic's over or once we get to a point where lockdowns can really be eased. But at the same time, governments also should still keep in mind that, yeah, people really do benefit from reducing air pollution. And that is particularly relevant in the global south. These are the places which are most exposed to the negative effects of air pollution. I think 9 in 10 of the premature deaths from air pollution happen in the global south. But it's also worth adding that this inequality isn't limited to between different countries. If you look at poorer parts of rich cities across, say, Western Europe or in America, places like London or New York, then we can still see fairly clearly that communities which are poorer, which have more black and ethnic minority residents, are more likely to be exposed to bad air. And that has a huge burden on their health. So it's a really difficult issue that is not going to hit everyone equally.
Another thing I've seen is that some experts have suggested that dirtier air, more polluted air, may even be a carrier for the new coronavirus. How does that work?
Yeah, so this is an interesting one because we know that air pollution does help spread some viruses, and we've seen that in previous outbreaks. The little particulate matter in the air, there's been some suggestions that this coronavirus could survive on these surfaces, suspended in the air, and kind of spread further. Now, an Italian study in early March suggested that this was responsible in northern Italy, which is really polluted, for increasing the spread of the disease. So we're not talking about the lethality of the disease, how deadly it is, but about how many people it gets to. It's possible for sure, but it's very unlikely this is a useful contribution. There's far too little evidence to really confidently claim anything or to even devote much attention to it.
So we should still be focusing much more on social distancing, washing our hands, not touching our face, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Thanks, Ajit.
Thank you.
DW.